Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service. May I have your zip code, please, to pull up an account?
92111.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Nancy Boss, BOSS.
Okay, could you confirm your address for me, please?
7163 Batista Street, San Diego.
Thank you for that, and give me one moment to pull up the account. And I'm still here just waiting on the account to load. I apologize for the wait.
No, that's okay. You said your name was Shannon, right?
It's Shaney.
Shaney, sorry.
That's okay. Okay, I do have your account where you placed the order for the tactical bag.
Well, was what I did a survey, and it was supposed to be a free bag to me. All I had to do was pay the postage, and they've charged me. Now, if you give me an address, I'll send it back to you. I don't want to be charged this because it was supposed to be free.
Okay, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. The additional charge that you were billed on the 28th for the 6732, that charge is for our discount membership store. The tactical bag, with you paying the shipping and handling, it did have the terms and conditions which offered an open enrollment to join the discount membership.
And I said no.
I'm not showing that that was canceled. So when you didn't cancel within the 72-hour window, it charged you, and then it sent to your email a gift card voucher for $125, along with the login information and the website to log into the discount store.
But I said no, I didn't want that. I didn't say yes, I wanted any of that stuff. It asked, do you want this? And I said no.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I don't know how to further explain some kind of way that was added to where you didn't cancel it out. And unfortunately, with that non-cancel.
I didn't cancel it out because I didn't say yes to it.
So when you ordered the tactical bag, that was saying yes to it. So with your terms, you would have had to call in to customer service to get your discount membership canceled before you were billed.
That's okay. What's the address? I'm going to send this back to you because this is ridiculous. I did not do this, and I want this all of this taken off my account.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and get the account canceled. That'll take effect today and prevent any future charges. Regarding what you were billed, it's a valid charge that I couldn't fully refund for you due to the voucher being sent to the email. But
Yeah,
I
that was
can't.
erased. I don't have that. It was deleted.
Okay. Well, the most that I could do regarding your charge is do a 35% courtesy refund of that charge. Again, that voucher was sent to your email.
Like I said, it's gone.
Okay, well, being that you erased it, I don't have a way to rescind it once they send it out to you. So that's the reason for the charge. The email was sent to you. I can get the information sent to the processing department so they can resend those credentials for you.
Don't want them.
Okay. Well, I do have a cancellation number for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Go ahead.
262 330 776.
Okay, because I did a survey, and they said because I did the survey, I got this item free. All I had to do was pay the shipping and handling, and everything after that, I said no, 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 no. So I
Okay,
don't.
so with the shipping and handling charge, however, you had the terms and conditions to call and cancel your discount membership.
Nothing on that said I had a discount membership and I had to cancel anything. Because I wouldn't have done it if it had been there.
Okay, and I apologize, Ms. Boss. I'm not sure how to further explain it, but again, due to you ordering that tactical bag, this is why we're at this
well,
point and you being charged.
That's what I'm saying. I want your address so I can send it back to you, and
okay,
you can take everything off my account because I'm canceling everything because I didn't do all this. Give me an address so I can send it back.
Okay, the tactical bag is yours to keep. We don't have a return
warehouse. I don't want
warehouse.
It.
We don't have a return warehouse, Ms. Boss, and that's due to health and sanitary purposes. So once items ship away, they're not accepting anything back, so it's yours
Wait
to keep.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They're saying you've got an email. That's not a valid contract. Did you get anything in the mail?
I got
we
nothing
sent the
in
email.
The mail.
Need a valid contract in which you don't have. Get all your money back, or I'll call the bank. Never mind, I'll call the bank.
So this, like I said, I didn't say yes to any of this stuff, and it's on my account, and I didn't ask for it.
Okay, well, the most that I could do as a courtesy for the misunderstanding is to do a 50% refund, which will be
$33.66. Okay, I'll call my attorney. Okay, thank you.
Well, I don't do stuff over.
Thank you for holding, Ms. Boss. I was speaking with my supervisor to see if they were able to issue that refund. She was able to issue the full refund of $67.32. It takes 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund. Hello, are you there?
What can I do for you? What's up? Naz.
Yes.
We're still connected.
Did she not hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. What?
I had spoken with my supervisor and she refunded the charge. It takes 3 to 5 business days to receive.
Okay.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Going to get a